This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, the roots on fire. Welcome, as if on cue. Ding, ding, ding. Gotta turn the sound off. The texts are coming in a mile a minute for yours truly. So many of my fans have so many things to tell me. First of all, I want to start the show with a prayer. I do. A prayer for America, of course. A prayer for anybody who's got coronavirus. How about a prayer for my nemesis, a guy who hates my guts and who says terrible things about me on his show, Chris Cuomo on CNN, who now has coronavirus. And I would only say a prayer and hope he has a quick and a easy and a strong recovery from coronavirus and comes back stronger than ever before. I want to show you what the Republicans and conservatives are made of. I wish only the best to Chris Cuomo on CNN. But here's the important prayer. So our good friend on this show, my good friend, Dan Rodheimer, running for United States Congress, his wife, Sarah Rodheimer, they confided in me about 2 weeks ago that their little four-year-old daughter, Violet, was in the ICU, intensive care unit at a hospital here in Las Vegas, and that she had severe, severe influenza and pneumonia in her lungs, and they might have to remove part of her lung. And they were hoping that it was not coronavirus. They got the test back. It was not. It is just influenza and pneumonia. It is not coronavirus. But she's taken a turn for the worse. She went into surgery today. I asked Dan Rodheimer, is it okay to pray on the air and let people know of the situation? And his answer was, yes, do it, Wayne. Yes, let people know. I want their prayers. So we say a prayer for Dan and Sarah Rodheimer and their entire family. They have five kids. And Violet is their four-year-old daughter who is in lung surgery today at a Las Vegas hospital with very bad pneumonia and influenza, not coronavirus, but very bad pneumonia and influenza. Sarah Rodheimer has been in intensive care, unable to leave for 2 weeks with her daughter. That is amazing. Mothers are amazing. Sarah, you're amazing. Dan, you're amazing. We love you. I pray you win for United States Congress, but right now that's not even important. All that matters is their daughter Violet and her getting well in intensive care, out of surgery now, in a hospital in Las Vegas. Violet Rodheimer, we say a prayer for you. I hope you're okay, baby. Okay. I want to move on to a commentary that I wrote that I hope will be out tomorrow at conservative websites around the country. How to fight the war versus China and win. How to fight the war versus China and win. Do you know we're in a war? Because we are. Here's the column. Wake up, America. We're in the midst of a war and have been attacked like we've not been attacked since Pearl Harbor. In case you haven't noticed, our opponent is China. The only difference is they've caused mass crisis, chaos, death, and destruction to America without firing a bullet. Fellow Americans and citizens of the free world, it's time we wake up and prepare for battle. Once America mobilizes for all-out war, we never lose. Ask our opponents in World War I and World War II. One positive result of the Chinese coronavirus outbreak is that we've clearly seen that China is not only not our friend, they are a bitter enemy. China may not have purposely released the coronavirus. We don't know that yet. But let's assume they didn't. Their actions still following its spread shows their true colors. Not only did they withhold critical information and refuse to cooperate to limit the virus's spread, they supplied desperate countries with faulty masks and test kits and respirators. And rather than accept responsibility, China tried to place the blame on the U.S. military, a despicable and disgraceful lie. Perhaps even worse is the discovery that over the past decade or two here in America, deep state, big business, crony capitalists, working with corrupt, swamp-dwelling politicians, allowed China to take control of most of our manufacturing and even the supply chain of America's essential medical and pharmaceutical products. For more details on that, study the Clinton crime family, the Biden crime family, the Kerry crime family, and the Obama crime family. Even worse, rather than stepping up and joining the world in fighting this deadly outbreak, China is holding life-saving medical products hostage, even threatening to withhold them for the rest of the world. The only saving grace is, who wants their products? They're mostly defective anyway. What was China's goal? Perhaps world economic domination, perhaps economic retaliation, or perhaps simply covering up communist incompetence on a grand scale. Does it really matter? Wake up, America. This is our generation's Pearl Harbor. It's almost impossible to explain how fortunate, even truly lucky, that at this time in history, America is led by a man like President Donald J. Trump. Unlike typical politicians who see a crisis only as a way to secure and increase government's power, Trump is a businessman who sees a problem and solves it. It is nothing short of amazing how President Trump is able to accomplish as much as he does in the face of the withering fire he takes daily from the fake news media and head-on opposition from the D.C. swamp-dwelling politicians and deep state bureaucrats. If President Trump were not in charge, this battle may have already been over. The U.S. and free world's economies decimated and destroyed, with China now a powerhouse on its way to domination and control. Sadly, America's deep state progressive socialist politicians, known as Democrats, and their propaganda arm, a.k.a. the mainstream media, are showing their true colors. They react with what seems like glee to the collapsing economy and millions left jobless and more Americans sick. They see coronavirus stimulus as an opportunity to expand big government and the welfare state, not to mention pass every destructive socialist bill they've ever dreamed of. Thank God for the leadership of President Trump. I am confident America is about to see real actions to fight and win this war. It will hopefully be done without bombs and guns. It will be done with economic policies. The obvious first step is regaining control over our medical and pharmaceutical supply chain by manufacturing only here in the USA under the umbrella of a national security emergency. Whatever it costs the U.S. government to ensure America manufactures our own medical supplies, do it, President Trump. But then let me suggest a bold first blow in this economic war aimed directly at the heart of the Chinese economy. President Trump should immediately announce to the world that 90 days from today, any apparel product that says made in China will be turned away at U.S. ports. Not charged a tariff, not charged a stiffer tariff, but refused entry. Now, ignorant liberals and fake news media will scream, "You can't do that. Prices will skyrocket. You'll hurt Americans, especially the poor." And this will just show how ignorant they are about the way business works in today's world. Within hours of that announcement, a roar of approval will rise from more U.S.-friendly countries, including India, Vietnam, Bangladesh, Philippines, Mexico, Central America, and Ecuador. Why 90 days? That is the time required. I checked with my friends in the apparel business. That is the time required for apparel manufacturers operating in China to pack up their sewing machines, move them to one of those other low-cost countries, hire and train employees, and begin manufacturing without missing a beat. The result will be millions of unemployed Chinese workers very unhappy with their brutal communist government and praise for the U.S. from governments of countries where millions of new jobs will have been created. China's economy will be devastated without firing a shot. Then there's shot number two across China's bow. President Trump must ask the American people to help whenever possible by buying made-in-America products. Make that a new national security priority. And here's another big shot to the bow of China. President Trump should tell the American people from now on, if the label says made in China, don't buy it. And I'm not talking about clothes, apparel, I'm talking about everything. If it's made in China, don't buy it. Clearly, these are the only first blows of what will be a long and hard-fought war. But President Trump knows that the vast majority of the American people are behind you, realize how blessed we are to have you as our president, and we trust you will lead us to victory. God bless America. My latest commentary coming out tomorrow at conservative websites around the country, how to fight the war versus China and win. Some other big news stories out there today. An FBI report, as if I didn't tell you enough about China. If you're not convinced enough, an FBI report is out. Border agents stopped a Chinese biologist sneaking SARS MERS viruses into a U.S. airport. Another bombshell conspiracy raising serious questions over the coronavirus pandemic and China's biological weapons research and espionage program goes mainstream. A now viral investigative report based on the newly released FBI document authored by no less than the Chemical and Biological Intelligence Unit of the FBI's Weapons of Mass Destruction Directorate, WMDD, finds that a Chinese scientist was caught under extremely suspicious circumstances transporting vials believed to contain the deadly MERS and SARS viruses into the United States of America. In late November 2018, just a year before the first coronavirus case was identified in Wuhan, China, U.S. Customs and Border Protection agents at Detroit Metro Airport stopped a Chinese biologist with three vials labeled antibodies in his luggage. Inspection of the writing on the vials and the stated recipient led inspection personnel to believe the materials contained viable Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, MERS, Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, SARS. The unnamed scientist claimed he was asked to deliver the vials to a U.S. institute, though the FBI report fails to identify the recipient, but the FBI concluded the incident and two other cases cited in the report were part of an alarming pattern. The Weapons of Mass Destruction Directorate assesses foreign scientific researchers who transport undeclared and undocumented biological materials into the United States in their personal carry-on or checked baggage almost certainly present a U.S. biosecurity risk. The report cites U.S. military experts who speculate it could be part of a broader Chinese program aimed at stealing U.S. state secrets and research, and further that such foreign nationals caught with the materials might be unwitting mules, but regardless, the case is part of an alarming pattern. Other additional, more recent instances detailed in the report, September of 19, a separate case of a Chinese national's attempt to sneak vials of H1N1 influenza samples into Dallas. Folks, we're at war. Without a shot being fired, as sure as I'm standing here. My initials are war, and I know a war when I see it. And we got to take them on, hard and fast. How to fight the war versus China and win. That's my latest commentary. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be right back.
Balance of Nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Well, the energy is good. You know, you hear the commercials, and it sounds, you know, pretty hokey, to be perfectly honest. But I used to get tired at early afternoon, and now I don't get tired till evening. And I don't get sleepy as early as I used to. And I definitely have more energy. I have fewer aches and pains. I haven't had any colds. It seems to be working. So I'll keep going with it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I personally have been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend my doctor suggests every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozengers. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off mydoctorsuggest.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Major sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
You talk about a special family. I'd open the entire show today, if you weren't with us, with a prayer for Dan and Sarah Rodheimer. He's running for United States Congress, Republican, in here in Las Vegas. And his daughter is 4 years old, Violet. She went into surgery a little while ago at an area Las Vegas hospital. I'm broadcasting here from Las Vegas on my national show on USA Radio Network. This is Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. And not only are we saying a prayer for his little girl, Violet Rodheimer, and for the parents, Dan and Sarah, and for all their kids, great family. They have five kids. But on top of that, it's his daughter, Bella. It's his oldest kid. Bella is 18 years old today. So happy birthday to Bella Rodheimer. And how beautiful his daughter, Bella, at this time, knowing what nurses are facing, is graduating soon to attend nursing school to become a registered nurse during a time where healthcare professionals are so much needed and respected and under fire and facing such dangers. Wow, that's got to be a brave girl. Bella, 18 years old today. Happy birthday, Bella. And we say our prayers again for Violet Rodheimer, Dan Rodheimer, running for U.S. Congress, former WWE wrestler, and his wonderful wife, Sarah, in the ICU with their daughter just out of surgery a little while ago. All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show, because life does go on and we've got to do our sponsors, they're all wonderful people, and this sponsor is a special one. My doctor suggests now more than ever people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I've been personally using it for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. Never missed a minute on radio, even though my voice has a tendency to get hoarse. Never missed a minute on radio. No more brain fog in the morning. Silver skin gel made my skin look the best of my life. I recommend, my doctor suggests, every day to my listeners. Now's the time to take action with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel, Liquid, and Lozenges. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free 866 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off. Mydoctorsuggest.com. Every single time you order, you get 20% off if you say, I love the Wayne Root Show. So what was the main point of my opening segment? It was that China's very, very bad. Not the Chinese people, but definitely the Chinese government is bad, bad, bad. And so United States Senator Rick Scott of Florida today called on Congress to hold a hearing and investigate the World Health Organization's role in helping China cover up the threat of coronavirus. I mean, everyone's starting to get it now. I can't even remember who my guest was, but I had a really cool guest on. I think it was the lawyer from Las Vegas who's suing China. And I mentioned, hey, you should be suing the World Health Organization, too, because they're basically owned lock, stock, and barrel by China. They put up all the funding, and they covered up for him. And he said, I don't know anything about that. Well, you better find out about that. Scott said in a statement on Tuesday, Senator Rick Scott, the mission of the WHO is to get the best public health information to the world so every country can make the best decisions to keep their citizens safe. When it comes to coronavirus, the WHO failed. They need to be held accountable for their role in promoting misinformation and helping communist China cover up a global pandemic. We know communist China is lying about how many cases and deaths they have, what they knew and when they knew it, and the WHO, World Health Organization, never bothered to investigate further. Their inaction has cost lives. And don't forget, Scott is a former hospital association executive. He called on the WHO to do an in-depth analysis of the effects of the coronavirus. And one of the things about the WHO, the World Health Organization, is their lead guy is a socialist. And he loves China and he doesn't like America. So, I mean, you trust him? You trust that guy? Well, you can't trust him after what just happened. The Florida senator also criticized WHO officials who praised China's response to the coronavirus outbreak. WHO official Bruce Olliward said recently, if I had coronavirus, I'd want to be treated in China. They're really, really good at it. And they're really keen to help. Oh, yeah. And WHO Director General, this is the socialist guy, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, also recently praised the transparency of the Chinese response, even though China reportedly stopped counting coronavirus cases. Wow. And he also reportedly refused to answer questions over Taiwan would be allowed to join the WHO. This is shameful, Senator Scott said on Sunday. WHO refuses to answer a basic question about Taiwan. More and more, the WHO seems to be a pawn of the Chinese Communist Party and very dangerous for world health. The WHO also echoed reports from Chinese authorities claiming in January there's no clear evidence of human-to-human transmission of the coronavirus. Don't forget, the WHO received millions of dollars in U.S. taxpayer money. And they helped the Chinese Communist Party cover up a global pandemic, Scott wrote on Tuesday. Begin a major investigation of the World Health Organization. To me, my opinion, corrupt, dirty. My opinion. And what we've done to the American economy, stupid. There are basically no auto sales. U.S. auto industry enters total collapse as a result of the nationwide lockdown. It's going to be 40 million unemployed people in this country. This is a disaster. We didn't need to create an economic disaster, too.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
War now! USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says Americans should keep making the sacrifices they are to stop the spread of coronavirus.
Every citizen is being called upon to make sacrifices. Every business is being asked to fulfill its patriotic duty. Every community is making fundamental changes. to how we live, work, and interact.
Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci says numbers from the virus will go up before they go down.
In the next several days to a week or so, we're going to continue to see things go up. We cannot be discouraged by that because the mitigation is actually working.
And your final numbers on Wall Street, a rough day to end the quarter as the Dow lost 410 points to finish today at 21,917. The S&P fell 42. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. I wanted to mention something, too, because I got an email during the break from one of my fans because they heard me talking about all the doctors out there and all the nurses out there and what heroes they are. And they said that their niece is a nurse in, I think they said Flushing, Queens. I got like 100 emails in the break. I was trying to look at as many as I could. But I think they said in Flushing, Queens, and she got coronavirus, and she's sick right now, and very sick right now. And it's just interesting because I've read a lot of stories overnight about how nurses and doctors and paramedics and firemen and policemen are all on the front lines, and you hear about the ones who are getting sick, and that's terrible. But I want to make sure we honor all of them and mention what incredibly brave people they are, because they're facing thousands of coronavirus cases, you know, that they see over the course of a month, say. An emergency room doctor, a regular doctor, an emergency doctor, an ICU doctor, a nurse, a cop, a paramedic, a fireman, thousands, certainly hundreds. At the very least, you see, and you're exposed all the time. Whether you get it or not, or whether you have symptoms or not, you're going to bring it home and give it to your wife and kids. So almost every paramedic, every doctor, every nurse, every policeman, every fireman, they're staying away from their families' homes. They're not going home at night. They're sleeping at the police station. They're sleeping at the fire station. They're sleeping in the nurses' section. The paramedics are sleeping in their own cars and trucks rather than go home and expose their families to coronavirus in New York, where it's so bad. So I just want to say to all the cops out there, all the firemen, all the paramedics, all the first responders, the nurses and doctors, you are certainly incredible heroes, incredible professionals, incredible sacrifice and discipline. We thank you for it. We've got our guest here, James Herson, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise has always been the entertainment industry, but he is a lawyer, and therefore we ask him about a lot of legal questions, too. This is James Herson, by the way. This is his music right here. This is him singing. Good. Come on. It's not just the music. Where's James' voice? Want to hear James? Website is jamesherson.com. jamesherson.com.
Broken glass. Take me back. To the place that feels
like Chris O'Sullivan says he sounds like Lionel Richie, but white. James, you're a white Lionel Richie. Is that the deal? What's the deal here? Where do you do your performing, my friend?
Oh, but mostly in the Southern California area. I host a jazz jam, and I play and sing. But professionally, my biggest, I did studio work, and I played with the Temptations for a few years.
How cool
is that?
And
they've influenced me probably more than anybody.
Very good. All right, Chris. I want to make sure everybody can hear me and James. So good music, good beat, good song, nice voice. And then you've got a column out that kind of matches that song, Take Me to Church Online instead of On Time. Take Me to Church Online. Tell us what the column's about.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, look, we're in a time, and we were talking about the first responders, and just, you know, that's the heart of America. And another thing that's in the heart of America is our faith and our traditions that we turn to when we are in trying times, and we are. And so because the president is right to describe this as a time of war, and at that time we need our faith and our worship and our churches more than ever, and even though the houses of worship that we go to have had to close their physical doors, you know, there's an old saying that when one door closes, God opens another one. Well, he's opened digital windows. And so the online church attendance is, of course, booming. And all of the services that provide online worship are experiencing this incredible growth of four times the normal amount. And there's indications that people who didn't attend church are going to church or, you know, synagogue or going to mass, going to and attending online, because it's a time where we need faith and we need to get in touch with God. It's interesting to me because one of the things that we're forced to do is stop And you remember there's a famous psalm in the Old Testament that says, "Be still and know that I am God." And so the stillness that we're forced into makes us get introspective and makes us, you know, tune into the transcendent, the important things of life, which, of course, include the love of our family, the appreciation of this country, but also turning to God. And what's happened, you know, this is the silver lining, is that there's been innovation. Even some churches that can, in states that allow it, they've taken the drive-in movie concept, and Robert Schuller at the Crystal Cathedral did this years ago, and created drive-in worship, drive-in church services, where you have the little, you, actually the way they do it is you tune your radio to a certain frequency, and then you can hear the sermon, and you can see your fellow congregants, you know, they're there in the parking lot, you wave at them through the window. And it's actually a perfect way to worship and have social distancing. So it just amazes me, the resilience, the innovation, and this is just one aspect, but that people are doing that. And I experienced it myself with family located all across the country where we attended the same service that was live streamed. And it was with this particular one was on Facebook Live, so you could have chat and real-time reactions. So there was a connection between the people. And that's part of this, is because even though we're separated, people need social connection. That's why the social media is also performing a really important function now, connecting people. And as usual, like shows like yours, Wayne, providing information that unfortunately they're not getting from the press. And we need that information.
Well, I was just going to say that you remind me a little bit of Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell is the MyPillow guy. He's a very religious guy, very spiritual Christian. Was on my show as a guest, by the way, my national Newsmax TV show about a month ago, maybe 6 weeks ago. And I know he spoke at the White House in the Rose Garden yesterday. And shocked Trump. He asked Trump if he could say a few words because his company is now retrofitting the pillow company to make all kinds of products for medical supplies in the United States. And Trump, you know, thanked him. And then he said, "Could I say a few words off the cuff?" And Trump's like, "Yeah." And he gave a kind of like what you just did, kind of a little religious pitch that America needs to turn to God and to church and to spirituality. And liberals freaked out. They lost their minds. I'm sure every liberal listening to my good pal James Hurston feel the same way. They're just not nice people. They're nasty. Nasty people. And it's not just that they're not religious, that they don't like that we are religious. You know? And I don't even know if you know, James, I'm a Jew, took Christ as my Savior. So I'm a big fan of Reverend Schuller. He was my hero. And Robert Schuller and I got to know each other. And I met not only Robert Schuller, but his son, Robert Jr. I did interviews on Robert Jr.'s national radio show about 15 years ago. And the father introduced me to the entire audience at the time, by the way. You know, Wayne Allyn Root is with us at the Crystal Cathedral. Wayne, stand up and take a bow. And so I did. That was a long time ago, probably 15, 20 years ago. So I was a big fan of Robert Schuller.
Now it's a Catholic cathedral called the Christ Cathedral, been retrofitted for Catholic Mass. But people are still going there, worshiping there, and seeing it from all over the world. It's an amazing architectural structure.
I used to go there at Christmas. At Christmas, they had those amazing shows.
Oh, yeah, for the big show. Yeah, yeah. We had the flying angels and all that stuff.
Yeah, and I used to love it.
And the live animals. And yeah, I know. I've been there, too. And
You forget I lived 15 years in California, James,
you know,
15 years.
You mentioned Mike Lindell, and it was striking that here Mike had mentioned God in the Bible, and these cable companies cut away from him, and in social media, they started making fun of him. And they said, "Oh, now Trump is bringing out the MyPillow guy." Well, the MyPillow guy is making like 50,000 masks, surgical N95 masks, and essentially turning over his factory to the United States of America for this purpose. And, you know, it's amazing. These evil corporations that have been attacked by Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, and I say evil in quotes, have really stepped up and showed that they're not evil at all, that they're part of the American fabric. And one of the things that Trump has done better than anyone in recent history is that he is really motivated and captured the private sector in this effort. I mean, we'd have to go back to World War II to see that. But to me, we see Barry Aspirin donating 3 million of the hydroxychloroquine pills. We see Gilead, the Israeli company, donating 6 million. We see people just stepping up and doing things that are altruistic and patriotic. And then, of course, we see all of everyone pitching in, all the communities across this country, all wanting to fight and win the war against the invisible enemy, which is what we should be doing.
Well, and also, you know, look, I'm the guy who always brings up the positive. Every single show I tell you some of the positive things out there that you don't hear on the evening news. Here's one right here, a headline in the New York Post right now. Coronavirus death rate much lower than previously reported. Why is that not in the news? The study published Monday in the medical journal The Lancet estimated the death rate will be 0.66%, which is much lower than the figures that have come out of the WHO and China and the CDC saying 2% and 3% and 4%. And you know what? I'm the guy. What am I, a professional sports handicapper who became a talk show host? I know more than the doctors. I'm the guy who said from day one the reason the rate is too high is most people never tell you they've got it. And that's what it says right here. Research say it's all because very few people with mild symptoms ever reported it. So we'll be right back. More with James Hurston. Way down the route. The Warrior. This is Wayne Allen Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to FinestKnown.com.
Raw and Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered on USA Radio Network. We'll get back to James Hurston, my super guest every Tuesday. In just a second, I just want to mention again this New York Post headline. Coronavirus death rate much lower than previously reported, but it's more than that. Everything in this article is very important. Very important. It turns out I was right. Not only did I say the death rates were greatly exaggerated, but I picked on, you know, I picked up on the reason why, because most people never tell you they've got it. Especially in China, they know they'll get shot in the back of the head or get sent to prison to crack rocks for the rest of their lives. So nobody wanted to tell you they had it, or their family would have an X on their door and they couldn't come out for a month with the door nailed shut in China. So the death rate is much, much lower than they thought. But more importantly, in line with other studies, the researchers found the majority of fatalities are among adults over the age of 80. They said there might be outlying cases that get a lot of media attention, because every time you open up the newspaper, this person died at age 30, this person died at age 28, this person has it at age 18. These are outlier cases, and the media says if it bleeds, it leads. It says, but our analysis very clearly shows that at age 50 and over, hospitalization is much more likely than those under 50. Under 50 and over 80 is where the fatalities are, and the death rate is still substantially higher than the flu, it says, because the flu is about 0.1%, and this is like 0.6, but it's 0.66. But it's nowhere near what they were talking about, where millions of Americans would die. And it's almost all old people that die with underlying conditions, not to say because you're old. I mean, my audience is probably almost all older. Everyone who listens to my show is 50 and older, 60 and older. But no one thinks you should die because you're 50, 60, or 80. I'm 58, so I don't want people to die. But I'm just telling you, there's so little threat to a young, healthy person that I don't think we should have shut down the American economy. We should have quarantined those who are at risk, at the highest risk, and let the others go on living and keeping the economy going, so when it's over, there's actually something to come back to rather than us all being broke and on bread lines and living in 10 cities and living in a Great Depression. James Hurston, New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment industry, website jameshurston.com. James, welcome back to the show.
Oh, great to continue our discussion. You know, to the end, you were talking about that, the fact that death rate is down. The Italy data shows us that I think something to the effect of 90% of the deaths were over 70. This study mentioned over 80. So a 30-year-old living in Montana is supposed to stay home from work? See, that's the part. It's the one-size-fits-all about the shelter. It doesn't make sense.
And here's my other common sense that makes no sense. Remember Lieutenant Governor Patrick Dan Patrick of Texas? He said that I'm over 70 and me and all my buddies who are the same age as me, we'd all be willing to face the flu and death rather than give up our businesses. We're ready to go. Ask us to go. We want to go. And that's how I feel. And then I look at the fact that you're allowing Costco employees to go to work every day and pot shop employees to go to work every day and pawn shop employees to go to work every day and pet store employees, Petco could be at work every day. But the rest of us can't? If they're willing to face death, why can't I face death? I want it. I'm like Rocky. Send me in there. Send me in. I want to go. So I just think it's ridiculous. You give people a choice. There's freedom. Now, you're a lawyer. So that's why I brought this up. You're a constitutional lawyer. You're a law professor. So, James Herson, don't you think there's a massive lawsuit here? Maybe I should be the test case. I want to sue the government. You have no right to tell me I've got to stay in my home. If I want to face death and I think I'm low risk, if I'm high risk, that's different. But if I have no health problems, which I don't, and I have no fear of getting the flu, then I should be allowed to run my business as long as I take the proper precautions. I'll hire someone to clean extra hard. I'll hire someone who lets people in the door. You know, there's social distancing. And everybody that comes in the store maybe should wear masks. I don't care what rules you give me, but I think we should let all the small businessmen and women stay open. Isn't there a lawsuit there?
Potentially. Look, at a time of exigent circumstances, the government has a history of overreaching. Remember that FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, during the height of World War II and fear in this country, he put people of Japanese descent into concentration camps. That was an absolute violation of constitutional rights. Lincoln suspended habeas corpus. He shut down newspapers during the Civil War. So we have a history of giving extra privileges to the government in times of emergency. But to the extent that they criminalize this kind of going to work. And,
how about go to church? You know, putting a pastor in jail. How about that?
Well, they put a pastor in jail in Florida, as I understand it, for having church services, and he was taking the precautions. Look, you look at a shopping center with multiple uses in it, and you look out and see a jewelry store. Certainly the jewelry store can be open just as much as a pet shop can be open. So there's all kinds of potential violations of equal protection under the law, civil rights suits, things like that. So I think there will be some of those suits.
All right, good. And maybe James Herson can grab one with Wayne Riz, the lead plaintiff. I'm in. Let me in, coach. I want to go. I want to fight. James Herson, New York Times bestselling author and law professor. Website, jamesherson.com, H-I-R-S-E-N. We're lucky enough to have him every Tuesday. James, thanks for coming on the show.
We're in it to win it, Wayne.
And stick with God, baby. Stick with God. I'm with you. All right, Wayne Allyn Root, we'll see you in a sec. The Warrior, we shall return.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Offer.